A Prayer for Those Weary from Spiritual Battle by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. My heart has been heavy for someone I love in recent months. Prayers have been endless. There's a constant hamster wheel of ideas turning in my mind of how to be supportive. The weight on my chest has been so heavy that at times it feels hard to breathe. And it's fully evident that this battle is not able to be won with earthly strength alone. The enemy's a master manipulator, a liar, evil, devious, and relentless in his pursuit of those who are trying to break chains and grow closer to the Lord. He knows where to hit them hardest, and he knows where to hit everyone in their circle hardest. His ploy is to wear us down so that all seems lost, all seems hopeless, and faith can be replaced with anger, bitterness, and resentment over what should have been instead of even more fervent prayers. My sweet friends, whether you're going to battle for someone you love or for yourself, here are five things from 2 Chronicles 20 that the Lord showed me we must remember when our hearts grow weary. 1. When we don't know what else to do, look to Jesus. 2 Chronicles 20:12 says, "Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We're powerless against this mighty army that's about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking for your help." Y'all, there have been so many prayers for open and closed doors, for wisdom and discernment, for the right people to be in place at the right time. And there are times earthly doors have been opened, only to be closed. Steps forward that quickly become steps backward. And I didn't know what else to do. But Jesus does. No matter what your mighty army may be, do not forget that his resources are endless. His plans are good. And his timing is perfect. When you don't know what else to do, cry out to Jesus. 2. The battle is not ours, but God's. 2 Chronicles 20:15 tells us, "This is what the Lord says, do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." If you're like me, you try to carry around all of the burdens in your own life and those of the ones you love. You pick them up, pile them on, sling some over your shoulder in a backpack, and trudge along until you can't take one more step. But we were never meant to go to battle alone. We are God's, and the battles are his. Surrender to him. Trust him to do what he says he will do. He is faithful. 3. We are not alone. In 2 Chronicles 10:16 through 17, we read, "Tomorrow, march out against them, but you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you." So many times in my life, I've heard the Lord whisper, "I'm right here." But I'm embarrassed to admit that it hasn't always been a comfort. When my baby refused to sleep through the night and I was begging God to help her rest, as I cried by her crib, I heard him say, "I'm right here." But I quickly snapped back, "Then do something." Some of you may have been in that same place. But let me encourage you, that he is doing something, always working, as it says in John 5:17, even when we can't see it. So lay down your weapons. Stand still and allow the Lord's presence to be enough for the moment. 4. Worship God with prayers and praise before the battle is won. 2 Chronicles 20:18 through 19 paints this picture. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. When I'm discouraged and weary, worship may be the last thing on my mind. I don't feel like praising the Lord for something that hasn't happened yet. It can become difficult to celebrate small victories when the big one is so very distant. But if we're going to stand firm, we must believe in the Lord's faithfulness and worship Him. Not because of what we want Him to do, but because of what He's already done, my sweet friends. Praise Him and sing out to Him as they did that day in 2 Chronicles 20:21. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. 5. Prepare your heart to meet in the valley of blessing when the battle is finished. 2 Chronicles 20:26 says, on the fourth day, they gathered in the valley of blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. The people of Judah were victorious that day as they gathered and praised the Lord. I pray our outcomes will be the same, but the truth is that I don't know how our battles will end. But many years ago, I committed to praising the Lord in the good and in the bad. And the truth is, I've had to do both. One is harder than the other. But no matter the outcome of the battle you're facing, God is still God, and He is still good. So praying and believing for victory in Jesus' name, I will prepare to meet the Lord in my own valley of blessing after each battle I face. And I pray you will too. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, the battle I'm facing seems impossible to win. Help me to look to you when I don't know what else to do. Help me to remember that the battle is yours, I'm never alone, and that there's power in your name. Give me a desire to worship you even when I don't feel like it, and prepare my heart to stand firm, give thanks, and praise you no matter the outcome. In your mighty name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.